Man Cradled in the Body of God by the beloved Maha Kohan. I want you to feel in its reality that you are living and have your actual being within the body of the God and Goddess that created this universe, Helios and Vesta, and that the body is made up of countless tiny particles of electronic light substance which are intelligent and obedient to the self-conscious beings that say, I am. Now many of you on a bright day have seen these particles in the atmosphere. These particles of self-conscious intelligent light form the substance of the atmosphere that you breathe in, and any number of them are willing at any time to enter into your world and become part of the substance that you require manifested in form, either personally for Saint Germain's new endeavor or for the entire planetary evolution. Mankind may be like to a man who sits in a room, the atmosphere of which is composed of pure gold, and does not know how to use it, yet cries because of his limitation. The creation of form is a part of the science of precipitation for which mankind took embodiment upon this planet, and which you, who are the guardians of this planet and its evolutions, must learn. Therefore, it is right for you to create consciously beautiful forms, and then through the use of the all-powerful creative words, I am, draw into these forms this beautiful, universal, intelligent, an obedient light which, drawn into form by your thought and feelings, becomes a manifest expression within your hands for your use and governing power. The activity of the Maha Kohan in any planetary scheme is to magnetize, receive and distribute as much of the electronic light substance as is required for the planet to which he belongs and for its attendant evolutions. Now Helios and Vesta, pouring forth this electronic light substance which encompasses and is the life of every planet that makes up their planetary scheme, continue to draw from the central sun of the system, Alpha and Omega, more and more of that light substance in such tremendous and prolific generosity as cannot be conceived or cognized by the human mind. The Maha Kohan of each planet, for there is a being holding that office on each of our seven planets, magnetizes through his consciousness and body as much of that light substance as is required and requested by its various evolutions. The nature kingdom, the elemental kingdom, the human kingdom, and the guardian spirits. If there is no demand on the great universal storehouse for an increase of the electronic light substance, those of us who guard and release of that energy because we are not wasteful, allow it to flow onto another planet where there are beings who are using the magnetizing power to a greater extent and creating from it something of beauty and perfection. You might visualize and the distribution of the electronic light substance from the heart of the beloved Helios and Vesta as a great stream of light energy flowing from the sun to the furthest star and planet. And as it reaches each sphere, the Maha Kohan of that planet directs from it a great funnel of light down to his sphere, which interprets and encompasses it around about, and which forms the life and substance of every expression of evolving life thereon. Each Maha Kohan watches carefully to see that enough light energy is released to create a sufficient harvest to supply all the needs of his people, enough to clothe them and supply all the necessities for their daily comfort, as well as to create expressions of beauty and perfection through the individualized creative intelligences of some of the embodied life streams evolving on his planet. Therefore, beloved ones, from the great funnel of light which I draw down and radiate out to planet Earth, there flows enough life essence to supply the great nature kingdom, which expresses itself in the beauty of tree, grass, flower, and fruit of every description. The elemental kingdom uses it to sustain the life energy in the water and air. But the mankind of Earth are, for the most part, given a great deal more of this universal electronic light than they ever use or dare. I will say to invoke and mold into form for the blessing of their own worlds and the evolving life all around them. As the wise engineer watching the flow of water over a dam opens one sluice and then another according to the required irrigation of the ground for which it was intended, so do we who hold the office of Maha Kohan Watch the amount of energy that is being used and release only as much of this precious substance as the evolving life upon our planet requires. Therefore, if the planets nearer the sun or those following us require more of this beautiful substance than does the planet Earth at this time to fulfill the creative activities of their evolutions, it is but an impersonal and perfectly just balance that they shall receive it. I say therefore, and it is no particular credit to the evolutions of Earth, that the light substance released to this planet at this time is less than that released to any of the other seven planets of our system. I say too, for your comfort, that I have access to as much of that substance as any one or all of mankind will ask for, and that they need only prove by the stirring up of their mental processes and their feeling process in conscious precipitation to give that precipitation life and form. Then it will not only be my pleasure and privilege, but it will be my obligation to release more and more of that precious light substance, which is only waiting for an opportunity to be molded into manifest form for the glory of God and the comfort of man. Now, beloved children, you who are so close to my heart, you whose motives are honest, earnest, and God sincere, you are living in a world filled with intelligent, universal life and light. As you move your hands upward or downwards, as you walk upon your way, as you lie upon your beds, as you are about the various activities of your daily lives, you are actually living and breathing within this palpable, intelligent, unformed life essence, which I have taken the responsibility of drawing from the great stream of cosmic release from the heart of beloved Helios and Vesta, in the hope that you might choose to avail yourselves of the opportunity of consciously creating through thought and feeling that which will make you more efficient, more healthy, more filled with supply and abundance, and more God-free. Mankind has used thought and feeling to imprison some of the substance in distorted forms in his manifest world, proving that the science of thought, feeling, spoken word, and action may be used in a destructive manner also. But now we come to a new day. We are at the approach of a new era. Where people are crying for freedom, and freedom only comes, beloved ones, through the control of the processes by which you create, by reaching your arms into this universal light, loving it, knowing that it is the body of God, that it is drawn into this planetary scheme and entrusted to you by myself, that it abides in a waiting state that is intelligent, that it will, because it has been so directed by the beloved Helios and Vesta, answer you and become for you that which you desire to help expand the borders of their kingdom upon this planet. Now I have endeavored, beloved children, through my own personal invocation, to get you to feel, while your attention is upon my presence, that all the substance which your outer mind could desire is within my aura, and may be yours for the asking. That substance can become for you the elixir of youth, the vital energy of healing flowing through your spinal column and your nervous system, reaching into every cell and atom of your being. It will become condensed through your thought and feeling processes until it is visible and tangible in your hands to use as any manifestation you desire. That substance which is all around you can and will respond to the directions of your own immortal flame through your positive affirmation in the acknowledgement of the presence of God within you as the I Am, which gives you life, and it can and will joyously become for you whatever the requirement of the moment is. Faith is essential, beloved ones, to the power of precipitation. In studying your Bible, you will note that the Master Jesus almost always admonished the beneficiaries of his so-called miracles to have faith. You will note that in Nazareth he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief, and his beautiful humility was evidenced in his statement, "Of mine own self I can do nothing, it is the Father within me, he does the works." I will be watching with interest, beloved ones, what you are going to do with this mighty power that I now offer freely for your acceptance.